Open your Bibles to the book of Proverbs, the 6th chapter. I want to tell you at the very beginning of this lesson, it has been a difficult lesson for me. I get upset. Sometimes physically hurts me when I read about people who have abused children, or I see children abused. Anyway, if I happen to have to pause for a moment, just give me a moment and we'll get through it. But it absolutely bothers me to even listen or be told about people who abuse children. And tonight we're going to talk about babies. And I better stop or I'll get carried away. The 6th chapter, beginning with verse 16. These 6 things the Lord hates. Yes, 7 are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, and I want you to remember that statement next, hands that shed innocent blood. Now let's turn over to the book of Galatians, the 5th chapter. I begin reading at verse 19. Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, jealousies, outburst of wrath, selfish ambition, dissensions, heresies, envy, murders, drunkenness, revelries, and the like, of which I told you before, just as I also told you in time past, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. We're going to talk tonight for just a little while about abortions. I do not believe that God is pleased with America with the amount of abortions that has happened. Now, the figures I'm going to give you from time to time comes from the government. Somebody didn't just make these up. The government put these figures out. In 1973, the Supreme Court passed a rule and law that women could have an abortion legally in this country. Since 1973, there have been 56 million abortions. There have been over 1 million abortions a year. I read, which shocked me, that said there are more people that are killed in 1 year through abortion than all the men and women who lost their lives in every war the American has been in against. All wars have not killed that many people. Now, I want to tell you very quickly, I read a lot of things, and I read about some women who had abortions, and it was sad to read those, and I'm probably going to tell you this one. First, I'll tell you that a lot of women have had sorrow and remorse and however else you want to say it because of what they had done. This one lady in the one of the letters that I read, she said she got pregnant by her boyfriend and he talked her into having an abortion. Now the woman went on and married and she has other children. But she said in this letter that when the birthday of that one that she terminated, and she said, it's on the day that the doctor said I was going to deliver. I mean, it would be born. She said, on that day, I can't even bear that day. I can't even hardly hold my head up when I contemplate and think about what I did on those at that time long ago or a few years ago. A lot of women have remorse and they're sorrowful for what they did when they aborted their children. Now, we're going to talk about that little bit in just a moment. In the first chapter of the book of Luke, the Holy Spirit said that Mary went to visit Elizabeth, a relative of hers. And the Holy Spirit said when Mary greeted Elizabeth that the baby in Elizabeth's womb leaped. Now hold on to that for just a moment. We go to chapter 2 of the same book, the book of Luke. There we find the birth of Jesus. The Holy Spirit said that Mary took her baby and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. Now I looked that word up that the Holy Spirit called baby. It is the same word for both of those. He called it a baby, the Holy Spirit did, when it was in the womb. He called it a baby when it was over here out of the womb. I think that's significant as to what the Holy Spirit said. God gives life, and life is precious to Him. It ought to be precious unto us, the nation in which we live at one time. Some of you can't remember this. If you're as old as I was, you could. But this nation was known as a Christian nation because it upheld the high moral standards in that day. Also, the general public would not accept immoral living or people who was evil in doing things. They outcast them out almost. They wouldn't have anything to do with them. But that's not true anymore. We've become a country that's interested in money so that they can buy and have things and the pleasures of this life. And a lot of those people don't want anything or anybody to be in their way from having these pleasure and these good times. And they certainly, some of them, don't want to have a baby that they have to take care of. Sin causes a loss of peace, a loss of joy, a loss of happiness, and a loss of friends. When Anna and me were working in Highland Village Church of Christ in Austin, we had a couple there that was our close friend. They were our age and they had children our age. We did everything together, just about. We went out to eat together. We went to the park and played with the kids together. We went to the lake and many times and rode them down Lake Travis. Had lots of fun, enjoyed their company, but then they began to do some things that we couldn't do. So I went to them and told them that we could not be their friends anymore because of the life that they were living. They got real upset. They went around telling everybody David and Ann thinks they're better than other people. And they began to call us Mr. and Mrs. Goody Two-Shoes. But friends, the Lord told us that bad companions corrupt good morals. So we could not be and run with them. When the foundations of the country are destroyed, what are Christians to do? We must continue to do what the Lord said for us to do. We need to pray to the Lord regularly that the Lord will find always enough Christians in this land enough righteous people that he will preserve this great country in which we live. After World War II, America became the richest and most powerful nation on the face of this earth. But we were blessed by God. Other countries were devastated. Thousands of cities were completely turned to rubble. But that didn't happen over here. America, if it wanted to, could produce enough food to feed the entire world. There are people or countries where people can't even grow their own food. I read where we have 400 years of coal in the ground. We've been taking oil out of the ground for way back, and we're still doing it. We have all kinds of minerals and so forth. God has blessed us. This is one of the most beautiful countries in all the world. I've been overseas many, many times, and there are some beautiful countries, but no country is more beautiful than America from sea to shining sea. Now, I told you that to tell you this. God blessed us over and over and over and over again, and how do we thank him? In many people's cases, they turn their back on the Lord and they commit these evil deeds which God commanded us not to do. If we wanted to protect this country, and if everybody would live the moral life that God wants us to do, we wouldn't have to worry about another country in all the world. God would protect us himself. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. That's what the Holy Spirit says. The Bible talks about the joy of people having a quiver full of kids. Nothing is more precious than a young baby. I'm sure you can remember. I remember when we had our children, I was at the hospital. They bring that little baby out and give it to you. You hold it and it stares up at you with big old eyes. Then out of blue, it'll start grinning or laughing. I used to love to take my finger and put it down and let that little hand hold on. Sometimes they'd hold so tight that I couldn't just jerk it away. I had to take this hand over to get it released. Have you ever took the time to look at how little those hands and those fingers are? How little the feet, how little they are. How precious they are. They are a gift from God. God is the giver of life. When the Supreme Court in 1973, this is where I got my figures, from the Government Center for Disease Control, they're the one that put out all these figures. When the Supreme Court passed a law about abortion, before the year was out, there were 615,831 women chose to end the lives of their babies they were carrying that year. Abortion is the leading cause of death in America, with heart disease a distant second. Statistically, the most dangerous place for a baby in America is in the womb of its own mother. When the Hebrew midwives were told by the king of Egypt that when the Israelite women had these babies to kill them, they wouldn't do it because they feared the Lord. We're living in a time where people don't have no more fear of the Lord than a man in the moon. Everyone should love life because it is the gift of God. In James 2 and verse 26, the Bible says, well, the Holy Spirit says in the Bible, that this body without the Spirit is dead. Now, before I get into that, let me tell you how that works. I can be at home, laying in bed, dying. And I can linger there for 2 or 3 years. But I won't die until that Spirit departs my body. When the Spirit takes its flight, then I am dead. When a woman gets pregnant, God gives to each child, each one in there, His Spirit. God is involved in all life, human life. Now, if that body in there wouldn't grow, if it was dead, it is alive. I read and studied, and believe it or not, those women that sell their babies for health, you know, where they take them and do things with the, I don't know what to call that, but I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. I read where some of them sit around in there in the room before they go in, and they laugh and talk about what they're going to spend their money on and so forth. Have we come that low when it comes to children? Here's some figures. In 2011, unmarried women. Now, before I tell you, Jim, last night, if you had been here, eloquently told us about premarital sex. In 2011, unmarried women accounted for 85.5% of all abortions. If there was no premarital sex, they wouldn't have this. 51% of U.S. women who obtain abortions are younger than 25. At the current rate, the article said that one-third of American women will have an abortion. Can you believe that? There are three main reasons that women give for having an abortion. Now, there are many reasons they give, but there are three main reasons. Number one, the baby would interfere with work, school, or other of my responsibilities. In other words, it just get in the way. So what do? They terminate it. That's a nice word for killing it. Number two, they say they cannot afford a child. Number three, they say they do not want to be a single parent with a child, or they are having problems with their husband or their partner in life. Now, in Romans 1 and 18, and here again, Jim, I'm quoting you quite regular here. Jim gave us the definition of wrath, and the Bible says, for the wrath is extreme anger of God. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and all unrighteousness. God is not satisfied with the things that we're doing in this country. Righteous people protect a country. We don't have the righteous people that we had at one time. I remember when the Church of Christ was the fastest growing church in America. I'll tell you this that I remember. Of course, I'm older than you are. where I live in Tiptonville, Tennessee, and grew up, there was a street called Church Street. Almost every church was on that street, all the way down. When you went to worship on Sunday morning, every one of those buildings were packed. All of them. When I go home now and go to worship, they don't even have a fourth of the building with people in it. And that's true of the others too. What's happened to us? Why don't we follow the Word of God? Why don't we do what the Lord wants us to do? Don't you know if we do it, we'll be the happiest people in the world? God will let us be happy and help us to be happy if we do His will. But if we do those things which are contrary to His will, God is not going to be for us, but He'll be against us. How many people believe in this room that God's just going to keep on going and let this country just keep going to the dogs? How many believe that He's going to do that? I don't know when God is going to say enough is enough, but I'll tell you this, I've studied the Bible, and there was many times that God said about a country, I am through with you, and you're going to be punished. But sometimes it was 50 or 100 years before He did that. Has He already said about us? We are to flee the lust that war in our body. And we are to pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace. We're told not to engage in the things of this life in order that we might please God, who called us out of this world and into His love and to the kingdom of His dear Son. You know, God loves us and provides a way for us to be one of His children. And even when we stray and get in deep in sin, God still loves us. And He still has prepared a way for us to return unto Him. That's how much He loves us. That's how great our God is. I hope that all of us have taught our children the correct way in which they should go. And I hope you're still working with them, even if they're doing good. Because we should work with our children until we die. They are for gifts from God. I told you, and I'm going to bring the lesson to a close, there was a lot of other things that I have here, but my heart won't accept me to start saying all these things. In Austin, Texas, right now, about 2 weeks ago, there was a babysitter that shook this little baby she was doing and destroyed the little kid's brain. Now, brethren, I even think about that upsets me. Here a year ago, there was a babysitter that took a little baby and threw it against the wall 2 or 3 times and killed it. I could go on and on, and you know that. A lot of parents abuse their children. It ought not to be so. You know, children are innocent. They can't protect themselves. God expects His parents to protect them. You know, one of the reasons why they are helpless and we have to do, that's how we come to love them, as we work with them and hold them, feed them, teach them. You know, I know for a fact, didn't happen in my family, but I know it's happened in others where the little baby the mother would keep saying, Jesus loves you, Jesus loves you. And you know, one day the little baby said, Jesus. You see what happens. If you're in this assembly tonight, you're a child of God, but you know that your life is not what it ought to be. If it were possible for me to get down on my knees and beg you, and if you would come, I'll do that. I realize in my many years here on this earth that God loves us. He will be with us. He will help us. We can live the greatest of all lives if we'll just give our lives to Him and walk with Him. He loves all of us. He loves everybody. He's very patient with us. Bible says He's not willing that anybody be lost. So if there's things amiss in your life, don't you have the courage and the conviction to make that right in God's sight? I'm going to tell you this. I went back to my hometown, and I walked down that aisle, and I went down here, and I told the preacher that I had sinned. And you know, it killed my soul for all of my friends and my neighbors to see me and say, well, you know, I thought David was a nice guy. I didn't know he'd do that thing. But it's one of the greatest decisions that I ever made. I can tell you without any missing it all, God has walked with me. God has helped me. God has provided for me all my life since I gave my life over to Him. If you give your life to the Lord and be honest about it and strive to do His will, be the happiest, the greatest thing you have ever done. Christianity is not just coming to church and playing to be a Christian. It is living day by day as God has asked you to live. He will lift you up. I'm telling you, God will be with you if you will give your life in sincerity and honesty unto the Lord. And if you will walk with Him until He calls you home, you will go and live with Him throughout all eternity. Is it your desire to follow the Lord and to do His will? Do you have the courage and conviction to step out for the Lord? Let me tell you this. God will accept nothing less. If you're here tonight and you need to respond